Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see. If ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 take. Like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, happiness lies in how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years. When we will have about 10 billion neighbors on this sphere, will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We use so much and waste so much. How much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? Oh, political pollution is so thick and dark and dense. It contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
Well, hello and welcome to Dig This Music with a Message. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. I'm joined with Pamela Spoto. Hello, Pamela.
Hello there, Craig.
And we have our engineer, Shane Houchins. Now, our goal is to entertain and to enlighten you with music that is more than love tunes. This show will feature 9 to 10 songs with some discussion in between. And that first song that you heard was written by Bob Wickline. I consider that to be our theme. Let's take our heads out of the sand. Because I believe we need to find a way to dig ourselves out of the quicksand of climate denial, human rights denial, and the mean-spirited political situation we find ourselves in. Indeed, as the song has to say, let need, not greed, lead the way. Now, today's theme is called Explorations of Diversity Through Song, and in that vein, we'll begin with Pete Seeger's song, All Mixed Up, and we'll follow that with John McCutcheon's song, Immigrant, with a discussion of our nation's diversity and what that means for all of us.
This language that we speak is part German, part Latin, and part Greek. with some Celtic and Arabic and Scandinavian all in the heap. Well amended by the people in the street, Choctaw gave us the word okay. Vamoose is a word from Mexico way. And all of this is a hint, I suspect, of what comes next. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up. I like Polish sausage, I like Spanish rice. Pizza pie is also nice. Corn and beans from the Indians here, washed down by some German beer. Marco Polo traveled by camel and pony, brought to Italy the first macaroni. And you and I, as well as we're able, put it all on the table. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up.
Sing it.
Soon mama, my whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up. No red-headed Irishmen before the Vikings landed in Ireland. How many Romans had dark curly hair before they brought slaves from Africa? No race on earth is completely pure, nor is anyone's mind, and that's for sure. The winds mix the dust of every land, and so will woman and man. I think that this whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up.
Oh, this doesn't mean we must all be the same. We'll have different faces and different names. Long live many different kinds of races, and difference of opinion that makes horse races. Just remember the rule about rules, brother. What's right with one is wrong with another. And take a tip from La Belle France. Vive la France. I think that this
whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up.
Sing again.
Soon mama, my whole world, soon mama, my whole wide world, soon mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up.
An immigrant, I am a stranger in this place. Here but for the grace of God go I. I am an immigrant, I have left everything I own. To everything I've known I say goodbye. She said, give me your tired, don't you know I'm weary. She said, give me your poor, she's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. I am an Irishman. When the famine put us to the test, away into the west like wild birds flying, we put our backs to the wheel. With a heart that always yearned for home, we have made this place our own and about died trying. She said, give me your time, don't you know I'm weary. When she said, give me your poor, she's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. I am Chinese. I have worked your mills, your yards, your mines. I have laid your railroad lines with my two good hands. I am a Chicano. In your orchards and your fields, I have gathered in the yields for this hungry land. She said, give me your tire, don't you know I'm weary? She said, give me your poor, she's talking to me. One of your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And I never have lost sight of what this journey has been for. See how she lifts her lamp beside the golden door. I am Iranian, a Jew from Laos, from Kathmandu. I am your story. I am a long, long line, one you have forgotten, that is true. I am everything you knew. I am your glory. She said, give me your tire, don't you know we're weary? When she said, give me your poor, talking to you and me. We are the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And we never must lose sight of what this journey has been for, as we lift her lamp beside the golden door.
That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, John McCutcheon has such a distinctive voice, and it really is a wonderful voice. And, well, so does Pete Seeger, but the minute you put on John McCutcheon, I went, oh, yes, you know. And I really wasn't that familiar with him before. And I liked what you said about, you know, the first song that you played, let's take our heads out of the sand, you know, mm-hmm. great idea. And that image for me relates to what you said about being stuck, and stuck in the sand, stuck in denial. When we have John McCutcheon's song, this wonderful celebration of diversity. And as I understood it, all the diversity, he says, I am your glory. It's mm-hmm. the diversity that makes for this wonderful
American
culture
quilt.
that we live in. And I don't want to, you know, go off on this particular tangent, but we have to remember that the United States was built on the backs of people of color. You know, it was the African Americans, it was the Native Americans, it was the Chinese, as he mentioned.
Built our tunnels and so on and so forth.
And the Chicanos or Latinos, I mean, they're the ones that worked in the fields doing all the labor that a lot of other people didn't want to do. And now, you know, the idea of a wall, you know, to divide us from, in a way, from diversity. And who is running out to work in the fields? You know, we've really had a history of people laboring and doing the work that needs to be done. And I believe, as well as John McCutcheon, we need to celebrate this. This wonderful, I mean, all colors to me are just beautiful, and to embrace that. Why? And it was mentioned, and maybe it was Pete Seeger who said, you know, there's no race that's completely pure.
Yes.
You know, and there used to be, you know, what was called the one drop policy. If you had one drop of black blood, you were black. And I went, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, we have drops of all different kinds of blood. I mean, how arrogant.
I remember that book, King's Blood Royal. Was that Sinclair Lewis or was it someone else? He wrote about this one fellow who finds out that he has a bit of black blood, but he's a country clubber and he's you know, well respected in the community. But somehow they find out that in the past there was an African American involved in the family, and all of a sudden they don't want anything to do with him anymore. Of course, that's during the time of the 50s. But that just shows you one little drop and, oh, somehow that's, you've got to be so pure. Well, that's nonsense.
Well, plus it's not true.
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's not true in the sense that we have all kinds of different heritages.
That's right.
Within us. And mm-hmm. I haven't done any kind of genealogy in terms of, you know, the different ancestors that I have, but I just the ones that I know. And so we all come from this diverse background. So it's just... it's really kind of astounding
to me. We're all mixed up, just as Pete Seeger said.
We are indeed. We are indeed. And that certainly would help us live a more accepting, peaceful, and compassionate life if we just honor each other as human beings. Not I'm white, you're black, or I'm white and you're this. It's
by the content of our character.
Yes, for sure.
That's what it is.
The content of our character. Thank you, Dr. King. Mm-hmm. And just... Yes.
That's right. Okay, we're going to go on now to The Ugly Side by husband and wife duo JC and Lainey, a couple that I know who were just a lot of fun. And then Don't Laugh at Me by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Now, I chose these two songs to represent diversity in appearance and how that diversity may result in bullying and cruelty.
Got bow legs, crooked feet, can't tie my shoes. Teeth go west, teeth go east, I look abused. Ears as big as cats on me, on windy days. If it weren't for gravity, I'd sail away on the pick my nose on the ugly side. I was born a little on the ugly side. Mama loves me, Papa lies. I was born a little on the ugly side.
Here we go.
Put me down if you try, pride gets me through. You should see what I see when I look at you on the ugly side. I was born a
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, but is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, beggar on the corner, you've passed me on the street. And I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Well, don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my. I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. Hey, aren't we all? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect.
Well, we started out with the ugly side. And, you know, I remember seeing a Twilight Zone episode, and the people were from another world, but you didn't know that at the beginning of the episode. And they were doing surgery on this this woman. And they were horrified by her looks. They thought she was just awful and terrifying to look at. Well, at the end of the episode, they take off their masks, their surgical masks, and you see they look like pigs, and they've just created her to look like a pig. But on that world, a pig was beautiful, and this gorgeous woman was very ugly. She was on the ugly side. So anyway, that's made me think of that when I chose this song. And then, of course, Don't Laugh at Me, and how we bully and discriminate badly against people, maybe about their looks or other things. So, what do you think there, Pamela?
Well, I'm thinking a lot of things right now, Craig.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about our concepts of beauty. That song kind of inspired that thought. And looking back in U.S. history, or even through contemporary magazines about. And sometimes I've had students write about this. You know, what does it mean to be beautiful? You know, and often there's this physical response. And I had a student say, you know, she really felt good about her body until she started going through Cosmopolitan magazines. And all of a sudden, by the time she'd finished looking at all the photos, which, by the way, are not real, are airbrushed. So many, and many models have had touch-ups or plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is a huge business. But by the time she finished going through Cosmo, she said, I just felt terrible about myself. And so we put out these, in my opinion, these fake images of what beautiful is.
It's like fake news, eh?
Oh, fake news. fake fake beauty. And fake then beauty. And then you find women, particularly women who have anorexia or bulimia, trying to look like the models or the people that they see in these magazines that are trying to sell you all kinds of things. And typically a body doesn't look like that, you know, what you see in the magazine. And then I got to thinking about, well, because I have taught African-American literature in the past, and this one little girl in the book, she was wondering why all the dolls were white, you know, what mm-hmm. about me, you know, my color, and mm-hmm. She'd like tear them apart, these white dolls, you know, her parents were going, what's wrong with you, you know, but she was thinking, why do they get all the attention? And I was thinking about the Barbie doll, and I remember, you know, it's like this big-breasted doll.
Skinny waist.
Right, and from what I'd heard, if this was human size, she would probably fall over because her bosom was so large. So we put out these images, and we wonder why. What do we wonder? You know, why we keep shopping and buying? You know, we don't take our heads out of the sand. We want to look like that image of beauty. And it's just not real. And if we could embrace diversity, all the different shapes, all the different sizes, all the different colors, that would be wonderful.
Yep.
That's what I think.
That's very good. I like what you said. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, that's another example of diversity that we don't, we have no appreciation often for people that look different.
And I want to say one more thing. Sometimes when I talk about this with a class and talking about plastic surgery being such huge business and that women indeed, you know, do that from just all different body parts. But then I was reading about men who have bicep implants, who have, you know, thigh or butt implants or whatever the case may be, just to look what? A buffer, or I mean, why not just go to the gym and work out? So anyway, I see that as a problem in terms of trying to look the same, spending all this money, really torturing your body mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. something that's just not.
That's not real.
That's not real.
Yeah, well, that's. I'm glad we get that out there, and we've done it through Ugly Side, and don't laugh at me.
And there's one more. I just got to say one more thing. There's I can't tell the joke, but it's a joke about when you meet somebody, you know. Are all their body parts real? Mm. I mean, how do you know? You know, whether the teeth are real, the lips are real, the nose, the breasts, the legs, the biceps. How do you know that? But anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I know my wife and I were looking at something on Facebook, and there was a woman in there who's like 20 years, 20, 22 years, something like that, very young. And she'd had a complete makeover, and it looked really bad, but she thought she was beautiful. Tiny little waist, huge breasts. Big butt. She'd had butt implants and all that sort of thing. And, you know, and the lips were bigger and all of this. And it was kind of grotesque, but, you know, she was the idea of beauty, that she was a super ideal of the idea of beauty.
Yeah.
And it was gross, actually, as far
yes.
as we were concerned. But, you know, that's an attempt to be that model.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go on here, but I want to say that you are listening to Dig This, Music with a Message on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. Now, our next song will be We Shall Overcome by Pete Seeger, and we'll touch on the African-American experience after we hear the song.
We shall overcome. We shall We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Walk hand in hand, we walk hand in hand, we walk hand in hand, we walk hand in hand someday. Deep in my heart, oh,
the one they wrote down in Montgomery, Alabama. They said, we are not afraid. And the young people taught everybody else a lesson. All the older people that had learned how to compromise and learned how to take it easy and be polite and get along and leave things as they were. The young people taught us all a lesson.
We are not.
Yes, we've come a long way, but we've got a long way to go, I would say. Pamela, what's your thought on that one?
Well, today I'm having more thoughts than usual, so I'm just going to share two more thoughts with you. I was thinking of Malcolm X, and he gave this speech called The Ballot or the Bullet. And it's one of my favorite speeches. But in it, he goes, if we're still singing We Shall Overcome, there's something wrong here, you know? I mean, the whole notion is that, you know, that we're not equal. There's a social problem here. And then I got to thinking about this wonderful poet, Lucille Clifton. And she writes a poem about her hips. It's homage to her hips that she can write a poem about hips. And if we go back to these fake concepts of beauty, you know, the big bosom, the little waist. But at the same time, white women are getting these injections in their lips. They almost look swollen and butt implants. So Louise Clifton was saying things like, you know, these are free hips. And they don't fit in small, petty places, these hips, you know, and they've never been enslaved. And at the very end, this is my favorite line, she goes, and these hips can put a spell on a man and spin him like a top. And so I was just thinking, you know, the different concepts of beauty, you know, from true. Little, from large, tall, short, you know, it's all beautiful in its own way.
That's right. Something for everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking, but the status quo, like you said, the ballot or the bullet, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The status quo of the American experience, African-American experience, was something that couldn't be sustained and accepted. And I'm surprised it was accepted as long as it was until the 60s when finally, Pete Seeger was saying, you know, the young people said, we're not afraid. We're not going to take this anymore. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
And a lot of them died standing up for that.
That's,
you know,
right.
Beaten by police, police dogs unleashed on them. It reminds me of what happened in North Dakota with the private firms coming in, Tiger Swan, doing the same kind of thing, that when you stand up and speak out, in a culture that has, you know, certain ideas of what is, you know, the correct way or the moneyed way, you risk a lot. And I want to, you know, really praise and celebrate those people that laid down their lives, that put their lives on the line for freedom.
Suffered so greatly to break the the chains to to a large extent, at least.
Yes.
And so we really appreciate We Shall Overcome.
Yes. And hopefully we will, or we have. Have we?
Well, no, we haven't.
We have
we
not.
Haven't. We haven't. No, we haven't.
But we shall.
We shall overcome. That's right.
Yes.
Well, I want to let you know that you're listening to Dig This, Music with a Message on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. Our next two songs are by John Hoover. Now, he's a Redding singer-songwriter who moved to Tacoma a few years ago. And his first song is The Price of Love. It's about actual murders committed for being gay. Matson Mauder and Matthew Shepard, among others. And his next song is Without Walls. We'll discuss both of those after you hear them.
And how can somebody be murdered just for, I mean, because of a person that he or she loves? I mean, that is totally wacko.
That's kind of sick.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of sick. Okay, we're going to hear them.
Why must it always be blood? The price we pay. tell me why it always must be blood.
The price we pay.
Sweet Lord, why must it always be blood?
The price we pay.
Why must it always be blood?
The price we pay.
Try to be wise and give up my need to be right. No need to wear blinders or to limit my vision. No need to paint my world black and white. No dramatic decisions built on childish pride. No need to say things, for the days in my hands are so limited now. I can ill afford such a frivolous ways. Now I see color and now I am rainbows. I can see my whole life as it unfolds before me, and I can feel magic in all that surrounds me. Now I touch deeply, reach out and touch deeply. I can finally touch deeply. Defending my ways, while the truth just passed me by. But brick by brick I will dismantle the walls, until it's just the earth, sea and sky. Knowing I don't need someone to wake up beside me, for me to know I am loved. I just need the passion that's burning within me, and we all know that's much more than love. Now I see color and now I am rainbows. I can see my whole life as it unfolds before me, and I can feel magic in all that surrounds me. For now I touch deeply, reach out and touch deeply. I can finally touch deeply without walls. Look into my hands, all I need I have. Look into my eyes, and you will see my soul.
Well, that cut off right there. I didn't expect that.
Yes, it did.
So those are two songs that John Hoover wrote And of course, the first one, The Price of Love, is quite, I think, quite moving.
Yes, it is. And I had forgotten what a wonderful voice he has, too. And the second one that he sang was so peaceful and compassionate. And I do want to talk about that. Is it okay if I talk about The Price of Love just a little bit here? Because he alluded to several different happenings where people were murdered because of their love choice or their sexual orientation, however you want to say that. And
right.
I went to a conference in Laramie, Wyoming, and at one point, and Matthew Shepard, it was called the Laramie Project, a play that was put together after Matthew Shepard was killed. And it's such a tragic story. Being in a bar, you know, these two guys, heterosexual guys, I think with a girlfriend, and then there was Matthew Shepard. And you know, and I ask my students sometimes, what happens if you're at a dance club and somebody comes up and asks you to dance and you don't want to dance with them? And no thank you.
Yeah.
I'm here with somebody else. No, I can't dance right now. And I say, well, you don't kill them, do you?
Right.
And it just astounds me whether I have no idea what Matthew Shepard did, whether he touched one of them, whether he just said something that, I mean, because there were so many fake stories going on about this. But in the end, you know, they took him out in a pickup. They beat him up, beat him badly and tied him to a fence, and he died. What a terrible thing. They could have just said, hey, man, I'm not interested. You know, that's not my thing. You know, I'm doing
right.
this over here. You know,
right. Instead
of murdering him. And it went along with what a student told me in class one time. He was a cute guy, and he was going to medical school. In fact, he did go to medical school, but he had really long hair, like down to his waist. Beautiful hair, beautiful than many women have.
Uh-huh.
And he said he would go to a dance club and he'd be facing the bar and he'd be ordering a beer. And a guy would come up, tap him on the shoulder and say, do you want to dance? And he'd turn around and the guy would just go into machismo and want to beat him up right there. And I'm thinking, what is that about? You know, why don't you just say, oh, excuse me. You know, I thought you were, you know, somebody else.
Instead of getting angry.
Yes, rather than and it's that defensive machismo kind of reaction.
I think they're probably insecure. I think the men that behave that way are kind of insecure.
Yes.
But they won't admit it.
No. And the same thing, I don't say the same thing, the two men that were shot in their bed,
yes.
Was just such a tragedy. You know,
good folks.
Yes. And one of the two brothers that was involved in that, whether he was a skinhead, I'm not exactly sure, but I remember he was interviewed from jail saying, I was just following God's will. And I'm going, oh my God, you know.
I'm sure God did not want that.
No, I mean, God, you know, Jesus was preaching love, the Prince of Peace, you know.
That's exactly right.
So I love the next song that John Hoover sang about, you know, no need to save face, no need for black and white. You know, I can ill afford frivolous waste. I just want to have, you know, I just want to touch deeply, reach out and touch deeply. What a great message that would go, you know, touch deeply with your neighbor, touch deeply with people in the world, whether they're Palestinian, Iranian, Mexican. Who cares? We're all humans on this planet.
Right. Not carving people up into little bundles.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's really good what you're sharing here. I really appreciate it. Now, our last song with lyrics is Gonna Take Us All, it's called, by John Fromer. Gonna Take Us All. And I think it'll indeed take us all with a tolerance for each other so that we find so difficult, but it's needed if we're not going to destroy each other and our beautiful world. So the last song with lyrics, Gonna Take Us All.
We need the Buddhists and the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets,
gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip hoppers and the beboppers and women for equal pay. Farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain, seniors and soccer moms, a world that is humane. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. Gonna take us all. And the painters, socialists and the anarchists, the pacifists and the humanists. Every culture and community takes black and white and brown. Times we won't see eye to eye, but we stand on common ground. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all to make a change, all to win the peace.
Well, that's our last song with lyrics, Pamela and listeners. Gonna take us all. And that's the fact. If we don't do that, we're in danger of destroying all.
And the music that you selected for today really moved me, and I'm not exactly sure why, but I just felt connected to this. And that last song was so beautiful. Gonna take us all in the streets, all to make the change.
Even poets.
And painters.
And painters.
And socialists, and all of us, you know?
Yes.
So that's great, to make the change. For a better world.
Yep, that's right. It moves me too. I listen to this and it moves me all over again. Okay, you've been listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, and we want to thank you for listening and supporting this station with your tax-deductible donations. And we're able to bring you radio not available elsewhere. And we thank you for your ears and your donations for keeping this music, the stories, going. And so we thank you. Now we're going to go out with, we have a few more minutes, we're going to go out with music from Rasa, and I'm very, very, I really enjoy their music. It's music of India, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you again.
Mama Nivedana Suna shahi dur chala sada kamarata kichu nahi mor guna kichu nahi mor guna gopina gopina amara barasa tumi tumara charane lohi no sarana tumara kinkoro ami tumara kinkoro tumara kinkoro ami gopina gopina kemone sodi bemore la jani bakati karme jadamati pore chi samsar ko pore chi samsar ko pore chi samsar ko gopina
Sonir mar